Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended last evening. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. Voting for this phase will be held tomorrow. Polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. A total of 1,198 candidates from 13 states and union territories, along with four candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. Top leaders of major political parties made a last-ditch effort to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows. In Kerala, the intense campaign for Lok Sabha polls reached its climax as the state goes to polls tomorrow. The three major fronts, BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF and CPI-M-led LDF, had left no stone unturned to ensure victory. 194 candidates signed the fray for 20 Lok Sabha seats in the state. In Assam, as many as 61 candidates are in the fray in this phase in 5 Lok Sabha seats covering South and Central Assam. For the ruling BJP, State Transport and Excise Minister Parimal Shukla-Vaidya, MP Kripa Nath Malla and Dilip Saikia are in the fray. Congress MP Pradyut Bordoloi is seeking re-election at the Nagaon seat. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh and at Sagar district in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi led a roadshow in Bhopal yesterday. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Bhopal BJP candidate Alok Sharma were also present with him. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a poll meeting at Alappuzha in Kerala. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attended an election rally in Amravati Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra yesterday. Grand Alliance leaders of RJD, Congress, Vikasshil Insan Party and left parties also campaigned in support of their candidates. In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav campaigned in Mainpuri and Itawa districts. Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey has reiterated the commitment of the Indian Army to continue its pursuit towards transitioning into a modern, agile, adaptive and technology-enabled future-ready force. He urged all stakeholders, including the services, industry partners, research and development institutions and policymakers, to synergize their efforts and develop a vibrant national defense ecosystem. The Army Chief was speaking at a seminar-cum-exhibition organized by the Indian Army on the theme Year of Technology Absorption, Empowering the Soldier in New Delhi yesterday. Defense Secretary Giridhar Aramane is leading the Indian delegation to Astana, Kazakhstan today for the annual meeting of the Defense Ministers of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, member states. The meeting will review the regional security issues within the SCO, including defense cooperation initiatives. During the two-day visit, the Defense Secretary will deliver India's statement at the ministerial meeting. In Chhattisgarh, 18 Maoists, including a militia platoon commander and three women, surrendered before the police yesterday in Dantewada district. SP Gaurav Rai said all these surrendered Maoists will be given an incentive amount of 25,000 rupees each and all other benefits under the rehabilitation scheme of the state government. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 4 runs in a high-scoring thriller at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Put in to bat first, Delhi posted a massive 224 score for the loss of 4 wickets. Chasing the mammoth target, Gujarat finished at 220 for 8 in their 20 overs. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And Deepanshu Sharma won the gold medal in the men's javelin throw, while three other Indian athletes bagged silver on the opening day of the Asian Under-20 Athletics Championships in Dubai yesterday. In the men's javelin throw, Deepanshu clinched the gold medal with a throw of 70.29 meters, while Rohan Yadav claimed silver with a distance of 70.03 meters. In men's 1500 meters, Priyanshi secured silver medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.